You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Now, this is just a wild story, and here's the headline at Deseret.com. Holly Richardson's been reporting on this. She's joining us in just a heartbeat. Political Action Committee attacks John Curtis and Trent Staggs in Senate race. And boy, the delegates, GOP delegates, were getting some, I'd call them nasty text messages about these candidates.
I had my delegate, the one we voted for.
Oh.
I had him text me this very thing. He's like, can you believe I received this? And this is what it said. Trent Staggs signed a letter calling on DeSantis to run for president. So
okay.
Trent Staggs anti-Trump? Like that is not how I would describe Trent Staggs. He's leaned into it.
Yeah. Well, he just had one of the rightest House representatives from the House in town, Matt Gaetz. You know? So one of these text messages accuses Trent Staggs of being woke, Ollie?
not Trumpy enough. So, you know, negative campaigning, everybody says they hate it, but the reality is it actually works. And so I do think that there has been more awareness of this negativity when you start to get these anonymous emails and text messages. I've gotten them to my work email. I'm not even a delegate, right? And so I'm getting these emails saying, did you know that attorney general candidates are doing blah, 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 or whatever it is, right? I've gotten a half a dozen of them. So I think over time, people have become more aware. But negative campaigning works a lot of times, and so people pour a lot of money into them.
One of the things that is so frustrating to me about is there's no fact-checking that happens on these things.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it legal? Can it be considered disparaging, libelous, you know, slanderous? How do they get away with so much dishonesty in these things?
So there's a different bar for political candidates, for one thing. That's one thing. But the other thing is that they will take a tiny bit of truth, and then they will turn it into their narrative, right? So if Trent Staggs said, yeah, Ron DeSantis would be a great president, and this would have been a while ago, right? Because DeSantis has been out for a long time. But they can take that and spin it into, see, he doesn't like Trump, and even though Trump wasn't in the race at that time. So, you know, you can take this tiny kernel of truth, but politicians have a lot of mud thrown at them, and a lot of it you can't turn around and call it slander or libel because they're held to a different standard.
One of the messages that was sent out, by the way, we're talking to Holly Richardson. She's not only the editor of Utah Policy, she also writes for the Deseret News as well, and she's written a great story about this Political Action Committee attacking Senate candidate John Curtis and also Senate candidate Trent Staggs in the race for Senator Mitt Romney's seat. And one of the things that they sent out about John Curtis said, John Curtis was never with President Trump and never will be.
So first of all, I have to clear it up. I did not write that story. So I highlighted it in Utah Policy.
I see. Okay.
But yeah, so John Curtis has voted consistently for, I think, what people would call Trump policies. But you know, you just have to say, well, he's not Trumpy enough. So the question then becomes, okay, well, they're not really putting their name on this. We don't really know who's funding this, but who is it benefiting, right? So which candidate out of the, 11 or 10, I think there's 10 now, does this benefit by saying both Trent Staggs and John Curtis are not MAGA enough, right? So then you have to go down the list and say, well, there's several actually who might benefit.
And that's what's difficult is you're getting attacked if you are a contender, if you are a legitimate candidate.
Yeah.
You don't see this down the ballot for the long shots. It's usually the people that you know.
Yeah, right. You aim at the king. If you're going to take out the front runner, right, that's what you do is you try to take him out. So one of the reasons it's coming out now, this negative campaigning, is because the convention is a week from this Saturday, state convention. And so that's where delegates will select their nominee. And you will have some who already got signatures who will be in a primary, but you also have some who are saying, I'm only going the delegate route. So they're trying to impact the outcome of that election.
Do you think this, and we, I mean, where does this pack originate from that's been sending out these texts? Do we know?
No, and they didn't have any information. They didn't send out any information until after the filing deadline of March 31st, and so the next one won't be until after the convention is over. And that's one of the ways to kind of play the game of saying, well, you know, we can do all these attacks, and nobody can know who we are. Nobody has to know who we are until after the convention's over and the election's done.
The PACs, the super PACs, they can't communicate directly with the campaigns, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. They're not supposed to. So sometimes we think there might be a wink and a nod. Sometimes there's not. Genuinely, there's just outside groups who are saying, look, we've got a preferred candidate and we're going to pour a lot of money into this race. But when you know that they're trying to hide their identity and where their money's coming from and who's running it, you know that they're trying to do some negative stuff.
But one solution that we don't see is it would be very easy for candidates to come out and disavow these messages.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen, though.
It rarely. I mean, every once in a while, you'll see a candidate who would say, you know, somebody put something out on my behalf. It's absolutely false. I don't agree with this. This is not the way I run my campaigns. I mean, I think we've seen that.
Deseret News is reporting that Trent Staggs told the Deseret News in a statement, lies and smears aren't the Utah way. I chose the convention path because the delegates see through D.C. dark money, PACs, study, and search for the truth. So he has made a statement. He said, I'm grateful for the outpouring of support for my campaign he's received from delegates hungry for the an America First agenda in Washington. So he has come out and said.
Except that he is, quote unquote, the target and not somebody who benefits from these
right,
attacks.
That's so
right?
true. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and another thing, this could come from a liberal PAC
could.
As well. Say they see Trent Staggs or John Curtis as a bad candidate for their cause.
Right.
This could be coming, we kind of think, maybe it's a Republican candidate that's behind this, but this very well could be coming from Democrats.
Look, we know nationally that people will do that, right? They'll throw their support behind what they consider the weakest candidate in the general election so that their person can have a better chance of winning. And sometimes it works.
It has, yeah, absolutely.
We don't know how this is going to work,
right?
Yeah, or if it's going to work, or if there's going to be more.
We hope it's ineffective. There will be more for sure.
Well, yeah. The Des News reporting that it spent more than this PAC spent more than $17,000 to oppose Staggs' convention bid, and more than $2,500 opposing Curtis's, for a total of $20,000 spent in the first 2 weeks.
Yep,
it's a rounding error.
Right. That's
you
right.
know what though. Look, maybe it's different in politics. I've always felt like any publicity is good publicity. So if you're putting my name out there,
there's some truth to that for sure.
I think though, even delegates, voters, we've gotten a lot wiser to this negative campaigning and the tactics, and we largely, I hope, dismiss it, and we actually go down that path of, you know, like what Trent Staggs said there. It's like we do our own studying. We do our own research.
Yeah.
And we figure it out on our own.
The last several election cycles, we've seen outside groups not based in Utah come in and try and have a strong impact on the election. And a lot of the voters will say, I don't want to hear from Washington, D.C. based groups. I want to be able to select my own candidates, stop weighing in. Right. So hopefully we'll see how that goes. But it used to be called the October surprise, right? Remember, because you could throw something out right before the general election. Yep. Nobody would have time to counter that. But now with early voting and the way things are going differently, it's really hard to throw an October surprise and actually have it be effective.
Holly Richardson, thank you for joining us, editor of Utah Policy.
Yeah, great job. Thanks for breaking it down for us, Holly. Come back when you see the next wave of text messages go out. If they go out, maybe they'll stop. Maybe they won't work. We'll certainly see in the next week and a half once the convention is wrapped up. We'll be covering that as well here at KSL News Radio. Straight ahead, if you missed our 9 o'clock hour, Dave and I went real big on the rising cost of child care in Utah. It's, the cost inflation in child care is outpacing actual inflation. And to put it in context, it's costing Utahns on average about $850 a month, probably even more than that. That might be a conservative estimate for one child in daycare. And I came out and said, look, the cost of daycare would have at this point prevented me from having kids. I would have been childless. And then Dave came up with some great solutions to help defray the cost of childcare. Now I'm leaning into having at least one child, but I have something even better for a solution than Dave's solutions. So let's revisit this story in 5 minutes.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.